Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. Good morning, and we're live, and we're back. This is the best way to get a hold of us is the 773-897-6461 number, and through our psychic chat room today, we've got a lot of people already getting together. I welcome all of you. I know this weekend was a very hard weekend. Those of you who tuned in, we're having a lot of technical difficulties. It looks like this morning we've got everything working and we got everything happening here, and I love the fact that we've got some really good things happening. And you, those of you who've been keeping track, we've got a really excellent contest coming in May, and we're going to give you some of those clues to start that out. Just really excited. We've been keeping it on Psychic Chat. Those of you who've been keeping up, we're going to be having guests on all month in May, and you never know who's going to be on. So kind of keep track with us. Psychic Chat is going to be really working out. We start out the week with Mondays with Psychic Celeste, and she's back feeling better. We're going to be talking to her in a few minutes from Sedona, Arizona. One of the excellent things we've got happening right now is as you guys are looking at and seeing things happening, you're going to really notice one of the best things that we've got going on the Psychic Chat is we've been adding to and doing so much. We've got a lot of guests and friends coming on. This weekend was, like I said, I apologize to those of you. We will be checking the phones and getting to those callers here in a few minutes. But one of the great things we've got happening is this contest. We're all excited about it. You have 5 different ways to get into this contest. Each one of these answers to one of the questions will put you in for 5 chances at winning this contest. The contest at the end of May will be you can have your opportunity of Psychics Gone Wild, and you can get yourself a little bit of everything for pretty much most of our readers that we've got on. We've got an excellent contest, and those of you who've been keeping track, we've given away a lot of prizes over the month of May, or I'm sorry, April, and we're giving a lot more prizes. I'm a little bit sleepy here with it. So we've been giving away prizes all along, and the fun thing, what I encourage everyone, is to call in and get that mini reading, but also, as you guys were writing to me and having questions, you know, get those answers. You know, we've always are open. We want to thank everybody that's been helping in the Psychic Chat Room on Facebook. We also want to really positively look at what we've been doing, and this month we have not missed one day. So I want to take our hats off to everybody. This is the last of April, those of you who are listening live. And what we're going to do is we're going to turn around and celebrate the fact that Psychics Gone Wild has been on every day of the month. There's not been a day we've missed. Those of you who keep track know that you can get a hold of Psychic Celeste. And Psychic Celeste, if you will look into the chat room, you can see the emails there. You can, you know, speak with her. We've got a really good Celestial Readings 77@yahoo.com, and that's how you get a hold of her, is at that Yahoo. And of course, as we always have here, how are you doing this morning, Psychic Celeste?
Hi, Jethro. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Excellent. I'm really happy to have you back. I know you weren't feeling good.
Yeah, I'm so glad to be back. Yes, that was crazy, those muscle spasms. But, yeah, I didn't think you guys wanted me calling in, you know, screaming out bloody murder. So, yeah, sorry about not being there last Monday.
No, and here we go. That you guys listening in know that song. Here we go with that alien song. That means there's going to be a contest again already. What we have done is all the other psychics put together a little contest we have, and the minute Celeste called in and we got her back on Monday mornings to wake you up and have fun, we were going to add a contest. So those of you who are putting in today, please, you know, look out. We're putting it on eBay. There will be 5 opportunities to get a reading by Psychic Celeste. We're going to do those really affordable. 5 chances. We will be starting those today. You can get in. We know we have a lot of people doing it. We're going to do an auction style for the fun of it. I did get in trouble. If you always want to have a reading, get a hold of Celeste at that 928-554-442 and leave a message. And always you can get a hold of me at 928-284-0437 and leave a message, leave a name and a number, and we'll get with you. But what we like to do, and we're going to do those contests, is we're going to have those of you who are bidding on those readings, there'll be five of them, get your email ready, get your picture ready, get your questions, and Celeste's going to give you one of those phenomenal readings. We love everybody that's been calling in, and we're going to start out this Monday with that contest. And all of you know that we're jumping ahead. It's going to start in May, but we're having the five. You want to get a hold of this, you want to grab yourself a Psychic's Gone Wild. You start out your month in May, and you want to know what's going to come up for you. You're looking in the mirror, you're seeing things happening, you're really curious. You really want to have that birth card readings by Kelly. You want to know what destiny holds in store for you. Well, the way to do that and to get a chance at the contest and get yourself one of those in that basket of the prize and to get yourself an email birth card reading that tells you what's going on here with those birth charts of your numbers is to put in Psychic's Gone Wild. And one of the questions for Monday and is, what is Psychic Celeste's birth card, and what is Psychic Celeste's sun sign? That's what we got. Sorry, here, birth cards I got on the brain. What is Psychic Celeste's sun sign? Now, we've been on the show, we've had quite a few people asking questions and stuff put in. We've got a few of you yesterday that already put in on that, and Psychic Celestinas are going to give you answers. Those of you who listen to Psychic's Gone Wild know that all of our contests are always easy to get. Psychic Celeste, what is your sun sign?
You know what? I don't know. I know I should know this.
Oh, it's a zodiac, and it would be what month you're born in.
Oh, wait, duh, I'm sorry, it's Monday. Pisces.
Even all of you guys, I love it. It is early, you know, and we all have that. What we love and what we've got happening for all of you is there's your answer. So those you put it into psychicjethro@aol.com. Celeste's sun sign is Pisces. That'll give you a chance to get into this contest. Okay, you've got that in your hand. You're all excited. And then you decide that you want to look at what's coming up for the months here. You're looking at it, you're feeling it, and you've got a picture of yourself recent. You've done some things you're looking at you want to have happen. Let's say you want that new relationship. Let's say you're looking at a relationship. Maybe you're wanting finances. You take and you want to get a hold of Psychic Celeste. You want that great email reading that she gives people. You want to know what she feels and what she's sensing. What is she sitting there and Sedona thinking? You take that picture, you send it to Psychic Celeste, and you'll get it. But you're a little financially tight. We all know summer and spring brings us that. You want to win this contest. Also in the basket is a one-page email reading by Psychic Celeste. So you want to get in there, you want to get that done, you want to come up with the next part of it. Those of you who know, then you look on Psychic Chat, there is a picture there, and there is a picture of Psychic Jethro in scuba gear running like a scared person, the yellow scuba gear. You'll see me very freaked out. What was it that Psychic Jethro saw? Would you look in the picture behind him in the water? There's your second chance to get in. Put down what that animal was. Sea cow doesn't count, but it is a name that they do call that animal. Believe me, in the water, it's not real pretty. It's fun once you get to know what it is, but it sure freaked me out from someone from the Rocky Mountains. What we've also added, and those of you who are going into this, is we've also added a really good person before I forget on Fun Fridays. Tune in on Fridays for a full hour to hour and a half show with Lady Palmer. Those of you who had a chance, Lady Palmer did almost 7 readings. She did an 8th healing through the phone with Tony. Those of you who've experienced Psychic's Gone Wild know we give you a variety. Lady Palmer's going to be our Fun Friday. So you're going to start your week out with Psychic Celeste, and then you're going to have your Fun Friday with Lady Palmer. Then you have your weekend with surprise guests. You never know who we've had. So what I want to thank everybody is we were going into that, and quickly, those of you I know that you've been on waiting for me for a while, 804, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Thank you. You've got Psychic Celeste on Mondays, and I'll let you talk with Celeste, and I apologize. I tried to get all that out quick, and you had to wait on me a little while.
That's fine. Okay, my question is related to job and money.
Okay. And can you say your name for me, please?
Oh, Sandy.
Sandy, okay. I'm sensing a really good financial opportunity. They're telling me in the month of June. Trying to see what else I'm getting. Feeling like a bonus, maybe at your current job or a new financial opportunity coming up. And what was the other question you had?
As far as money.
Towards money, just money, okay. Okay, that's what I'm getting. Jethro, have you gotten anything?
I feel the same thing. I feel what you're saying. And I also feel like, Sandy, we're going to do a little energy work here with you to make sure we give you that. You've got, I feel like where you are and what you've got going on is you've got some other people right now that are really indecisive. They're involved around you. I keep feeling like you've got some people that are not, I say people, but I feel like you've got some associations or some other things that some other people are not sure of where they're going, and their decision is affecting yours.
Okay.
And I feel like that's happening. And what I would say, Sandy, is I'm looking at the energy here. I also feel that you've got some other things going on there. And that's what I would have to say is as we look at this or start to do the other work here, it would also tell me that you pretty much have been looking at some other things happening for you in life. And I would say that this is the month for you, Sandy, that as you're looking at it, you're kind of putting things down. I feel like there's a financial outcome coming. Like I feel like there is something. It's like a big amount, something that's been there, like it's been worked with. Sometimes people will talk about legal or something. I keep feeling like you've got something there that has been broke loose from something.
Yes.
That's, yeah, you're making us work this morning on a Monday, aren't you, Sandy? You just woke up and said, let's grab those psychics gone wild. Man, okay. And what I see with this also happening is I sense this going a little bit wild here with you. I see you having some other things going on, and it's like, here's that energy again. We're having it go with you. Is that they're showing me that you've got some other stuff going here. That there's something about relationship with you that you've got someone here that is I worry about. I feel like someone has got some health issues going on a little bit.
Okay.
They're showing me here is that it's going on that they're saying that they're handling things and they're talking to you on the phone. I'm getting the phone. I get you having conversation. I get them not like they're trying to handle things, and this is like I feel like you're caregiving here, but they're just. I see you talking, and what I'm feeling from you, and what I'm getting from the flash is you're talking on the phone with someone, and they're telling you this health is serious, and this person has got to take these things and do this, and you're working with them on like a diet is what they're telling me, working on someone else's diet of helping someone else with this. This is a family member.
No.
Okay. I apologize. That's what I keep seeing in the future, and I don't know what I'm seeing here. We'll have to, Sandy, you'll have to keep our number and call back in. One thing, sometimes they do the wildest thing, and when they show us this, there's a reason for it. She doesn't help in her family, but that's what I'm seeing. No, that's okay. We do this, and one thing I love about the fact of being psychic and through all the years of doing this is there's different reasons of it, but I'm seeing this phone, and Sandy, I'm going to have you chat just a little more with us and see what else is going on, because I'm pieces. You had said about your finances. Give us your date of birth.
January 13, 1958.
Okay, and we got that with other people. We got some other stuff happening here, and I feel like this financial you were looking at. You said in June.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw was it was like other people's actions, things happening. I feel there is something going on with this. Like it's breaking loose, something happening. This has been some kind of finances that have been kind of held over some other things that are finally concluded. You know.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. I get that coming through, and like we were both saying earlier, I do feel that coming out. I also see that you're really looking at financial means that I would say whatever this is, you're going to be doing a lot better in July and August, so I see this happening. I also see that because of other people's actions, I keep feeling like this was some kind of a settlement or something.
Yes.
That's what I'm getting. There's where I see that happening. I do see that going through, and I see that kind of coming out. But I also see it taking into July before you finally get everything, all of it out. I see June, like the breaking of it, everything doing, but I see the financial really in your hand happening there in June. But you not really, it's like there's still some kind of settlements or something you're kind of hanging on to make sure it's all finalized. And that's what I get, Sandy, and I really thank you for that, and we've been doing Psychics Gone Wild. You'll have to keep us contacted and let us know about what that was with the phone, because I still feel that, and I sense a little bit here of what's happening, Sandy, is I feel that they're like, you've got someone talking to you, and what I'm trying to get a deadline or a frame of stuff here, and I keep seeing I'm seeing you on a phone. It looks to me like you're talking not on a cell phone, but you're talking on a handset phone in a room. I see it like it looks like a kitchen to me. It looks like a place that's got light, very beautiful windows coming in.
Okay, it got two windows, but it's a bedroom.
Bedroom.
With
okay.
a hand. With a hand. Wait a minute. You say the handset or the handset is in the kitchen.
That's what I'm feeling in there.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling, and I feel that, and I'm getting that, and I'm glad because it doesn't. I don't see your. I mean, I got to be honest with you, Sandy. What I'm sensing, what we gift with my gift of being born with it, is sometimes, and we've been finding out as we Google with you guys on the mini readings or the things, we get a piece and a flash, as they call it, general. But I love to give this because what really makes it excellent is there. I'm trying to get your guides and my guides to work together and play nicely and show me a time because that's what I want, so I can give you a precise. Because as we started looking into the future, I saw this and I see this. I see them talking to you about this diet, and I see this being a thing that you're not. I don't see you like you're, you know, your face is like stressed or worried, like they're saying you've got to do this and it's there. But I see this with a health or working with this, and this being a very positive thing for you.
Okay.
So, you know, Sandy's going to have to let us know, and we thank you guys for calling on Psychics Gone Wild. Remember to always get, we give you just a few minutes here, and I love the fact of it, but please get with us, you know, and I do half an hour ones through the phone, as everyone knows. You know, I do it through emails, but mostly the phone. Get with me or Celeste on one and get your full one, because then you can sit down and you're going to get so much more than what we've got. We welcome you to that. We had a lot of problems this week with the phone. We've got everybody back. We can hear you. We're going right into the next reading, and we thank you, Sandy. Please listen in. You're welcome to. We've got 401. You're on Psychics Gone Wild.
Hi. How are you?
Hi. How are you? You're the one that keeps hanging up and coming back, aren't you?
No, yeah. No. It's I'm on a cell phone, so it likes to go in and out on me.
I'm teasing you. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild. This is Psychic Jethro, and this is Psychic Celeste's girl.
I just have a question. I just picked up. Two boxes of baseball cards yesterday. I know this is going to sound strange, but I'm trying to start like an antique business and stuff. And I'm just basically trying to find out if I'm going to make any money from that and how it's going to go.
I'm feeling really positive about it. My guides are like telling me there's at least two in there maybe that are worth some money.
Okay.
So, yeah, I feel like it's really going to really go good. So, yeah, you know, box them up and, you know, put little plastic over them, make them in, you know, make sure they're in mint condition, and absolutely go for it.
Oh, good. Good.
I'm feeling this is a good start. I agree with her. And I also see you getting some kind of doll. I see you later talking with some people and buying this at a garage sale. I see this as like, it's got those eyes that scare Psychic Jethro, because I had two older sisters and they used to have those dolls that looked at you and you wanted to go, oh no.
Yeah, I don't like dolls either.
Okay, and I see you selling it. I see it being a good thing, because normally you wouldn't like dolls and you wouldn't pick it up. Pick up Scary-Eyed One, because Scary-Eyed One's going to get you some extra quick income. She's got a velvet dress. They said it's a red dress. I love what you're doing here. I see that also you've really got some other things happening here for you, and I see that being a real positive here in the times that you've got happening. I see that you're really out there doing the work.
Yep.
I really see that. My hat is off to you. I'm really glad you called Psychics Gone Wild. You know, one thing we're having here and we're doing is we've been having a lot of fun with our contests and stuff, and I'm going to have you say your first name for me.
My name's Nicole.
Nicole, cool. And I'm going to, because we're doing it and we're going with this, Nicole, we've had one of our guest stars on, and one of our questions for our psychic one, and so everybody's hearing this over the radio today, we had a lot of technical difficulties this weekend, is one of our questions was, what guest star lives in Mexico? And the answer to that, if you guys want to get in for another chance at winning that basket of psychic prizes and all those readings for May, is the answer is Sue Berman, who's going to be here Cinco de Mayo with Jethro, Psychic Jethro, and Sue Berman. Sue Berman is our hypnosis therapist and very gifted, who does hypnosis therapy through California. I keep trying to get the wrong state today. I'm in Florida, and I'm having a moment with that coast. You know, could you work with it, Celeste? You're out there in Arizona. And Nicole, the reason I want to ask you is I'm going to do a little bit more of a reading for you here. If you would give me, you gave me your name, and I feel like, Nicole, you're not only getting this business going, but you've got another positive coming up this year. And Nicole, I keep feeling that I feel like you're going to get a call from someone. It's ironic, I'm getting a lot of phones today, which is really good for me when I'm doing that. I'm very gifted in the hearing of it with passing and coming back. But I'm seeing you, Nicole, and I'm hearing you talking to someone, and I'm hearing you talk about the cards, and I see this business really taking off for you, and I see you you're talking to someone about while you're buying some products or while you're getting some things that you're going to at this sale, you're going to be visiting with someone you haven't seen for quite a few years.
Wow.
It's very positive. I feel that happening. I do see this, and it's around this. They keep showing me the 22nd. I get this being July 22nd. That's what they're telling me.
Okay.
Very good.
I appreciate it. I thank you very much for the reading.
Thank you very much for calling in, Nicole. And we know you're helping people. You're always welcome to call and come in with some of us. You know, those of you who are doing this, we do promote businesses. And what I've got here is whenever you're calling in, if you've got a WW site, I welcome you to give us your WW site. People will look in, and good example, Nicole just called in. I know of people that have got a hold of me on Living in the Psychic Realm on themixtalk.com, and we're looking for baseball cards or looking for different things. We have people who listen for different reasons. Those of you who know, I'm going to be having my client, and I can say that and drop her name, Jennifer Grimm, is going to be on, and we're going to get to hear some of her music during the month of May. Really exciting month. And Jennifer is a very, very gifted singer, beautiful person, very just positive. And we've had people ask and request to hear different types of music and some people that are looking for different music. We get all over the country. So, Nicole, do you have a way or anything that I could email that if somebody were interested in talking with you or looking at getting into these things that you're starting for your business, they could contact you?
Absolutely. It's NIKKRMZ. 916@hotmail.com.
Excellent, you guys. And you know, this is my belief, and you guys will tease me, but you know I'm Native American and so is Psychic Celeste. Our belief is we should barter. We should.
Uh-oh. I don't know where he went. Can you hear me, Nicole?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Phone,
we lost
crazy.
Him.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, what he was saying is we're both Native American, and so we're able, you know, to tune in to our Native American spirit guides and things like that. Sorry about him getting dropped.
No, that's fine.
Yeah, definitely we'll promote you and your business. So, in fact,
thank you so much.
Yeah, I can even do it on Facebook for you too. I'll just put it up there once in a while. And yeah, Jennifer, are you back?
I am back, and thank you. No, you're fine. And that's what it was doing to me all weekend.
Oh, great.
That's what makes sense. It was like, those of you who listen in and need a laugh, please listen in because you will be giggling crazy. Psychic Jethro did about 3 times of trying to get in. Finally, on the 4th one, back in, got to read for a little bit. We did a few baby readings. Most of the phone calls that called in could not be picked up. And my co-host could not make it. Other things happened. We ended up having one of our very good friends, Karen Kelsey, on, and we love her from Turbo Talk. She's agreed to be a co-host on our show. She helped me, saved me, pulled me out of the water. We got us back in there. I thought I was doing okay, and it kicked me out a couple more rounds. So those of you who do get in on 773-897-6461, be patient because we are experiencing some difficulties with it, and we'll get, you know, we'll work together. I love what I was talking about. You know, what we were just saying is that's why Nicole was giving out her address, and we continue to do that. You know, one of the funnest things I remember is those of you who were a kid and used to listen to the radio as a child, and we used to do, is they used to have little a show on our back home was it was called a swap trade or something like that, and you would call and they would be giving out free things. You would call and they would be on the radio just like you guys are listening in, and they would say, if you want a free chicken, call such and such place. If you would like a free mirror, you know, giving away a couch today, extra firewood. And it was brought up and done in our community for that. And I it's something I'm encouraging those of you who do this through emails that we would do. I know nowadays shipping's outrageous. But we're going to be looking at some of that, and we'll be doing some of that during the weekends, and Speaking of weekends, those of you, please be patient. We're doing Psychics Gone Wild, and it's Psychic Monday, and we've got Psychic Celeste back. We're going to be doing a health corner, and starting with, they're talking about today from health.com, 10 easy food swaps, cut cholesterol, not taste. So you, those of you who know about that, cutting cholesterol, working with your health, we're going to be giving out that tip today, and then we're going to be every day of our shows giving you different little tidbits. You know, we're trying to enhance our show, so we're giving out more and more positive for everyone. And give me your feedback. You know, if you don't want this, then you write me, and the people that do want it will come up with a happy medium. But right now we're talking about one of the really good things to do is it says to sip red wine, not cocktails. Psychic Celeste, how does that sound?
That sounds good. I've heard red wine's really good for you. You know, yeah.
Ooh, see.
Really wonderful.
I know, that's, see, and I'm liking it already. No, I'm kidding. I'm not a liar, guys. I'm just joking. I love it, and I love that from you, health.com. And we will be utilizing different places like that. Always look in. They also are telling us to, for pre-dinner snacks, skip the crackers and cheese, which are sky-high in saturated fat. They're telling us to basically skip those. And you know, it's ironic because, you know, I remember hearing about that before. No to cheese and crackers. Yes to nuts. You know, nuts are a very good source. Have a little bit of nuts before. Walnuts, I've heard, are really excellent with that to help on lowering cholesterol.
Yeah, and they're good for protein, I've heard, too. So.
Very good. Okay, so we have a little bit of that health. I thank all of you guys who are doing it. Now we got more of you calling in, so I guess that's a good sign. We always have you guys hold, and I apologize sometimes, and then with the technical, but we do this for the fun of it. What I've got is we're going to have you in a few minutes, 478. You'll get your chance. I've also got 970. And what I'm looking at for you guys is what we've got here. We're coming up into the half an hour. We've been doing a lot of different variety. And what we're trying to do is those of you who know, if you know someone who's psychic, who would like to come on, we have a couple days right now that we're looking at and would love to have extra people on. We're jam-packing. May starts out with the first day of Psychic Ron and his angel readings. He is on Blog Talk Radio. He will be here. Him and Kelly will be whipping those readings out for you May 1st on this time. And our during the week, we try to really get on. We're on at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. That's noon Mountain Time or 11 a.m. Pacific Time every day, Tuesday through Friday. So get in here, grab a hold of one of those psychics and hear it now. The second, we'll be having other guests. I know that Fridays, we have Fun Fridays with Lady Palmer. Me and her will be on the radio show going, you guys, if you've not heard Lady Palmer, you've got to get in. Lady Palmer is a very gifted, intuitive, and phenomenal. This Friday was, believe me, those of you who've listened into the archives, we had a lot of positive response. The only other psychic we've had that has beat that is Psychic Celeste. Psychic Celeste Monday Fun Days, you guys all call in to see what she's doing.
Yeah, she was awesome. I listened in to her while I was at my JOB, and yeah, she's an amazing voice and very talented lady.
I love that. And speaking of that, see, now you guys found out that, see, we all do extra things. I love it. Anthony is back on our psychic chat, wrote me a letter, and we've all done it. I know those of you who listened in this weekend knew that Psychic Jethro was having a crisis. We're back off of my crisis because our friend's back. He's feeling better. We're putting out prayers to him. He was so happy to get the response and was just so impressed. I've had him and a couple others. They love the new picture, Psychic Celeste. They did realize that sometimes, you know, in life's forces, we do this also to help people, but we do it to do a little bit. Sometimes we have to, you know, obviously do the lights and pay things. So those of you who did it, he didn't understand, I think, that what was going on was that we weren't just sitting there. So now we've got to be able to do that. I do love the fact, those of you who are putting on, please put in some more stuff in Psychic Chat. And grab onto that eBay because, you know, we're going to be doing that this afternoon. Look into eBay. Those of you who know, we're having those specials. This is the last day of the month. If everybody's been hearing the Psyche Jethro, you can get a reading for me at that 50% discount. You know, and if those of you who know, I will be on psychicangels.org. It's a Canadian line. It's fun. It's there. And we're going to be doing it. It comes from Quebec. And those of you who know, I've been really working on my, which you are right, I'm not a heavy person. I'm just a person who had quit smoking and wanted to be healthier. So what I'm doing is I'm really looking at it. I love that. Those of you who teased me about my new look on there, I wanted to kind of show it. I'm real proud of myself that I quit smoking for a year. I thank you. I'm doing a lot of health things, working, looking for shells. Those of you who listened to the chat room today, my girlfriend and me went, my relationship, and she basically had to have herself a perfect cat's paw, so we spent many hours. I have a nice tan, up and down, up and down. If you guys want to work out that tummy, which I did, great way to work out the midriff, wonderful way to get pain in your legs and body. Now I'm sore today and cannot stand up.
That's awesome. Have fun.
Thank you. And, you know, and see, Psychic Celeste knows there is a real Kay and has met Kay, and
yes.
Kay loves Psychic Celeste. We joked about the fact that we're going to be doing some things down here, and one of our prophecies and what we're looking at is we're looking at ways that we can get set up down here in Tampa and be doing not only psychic readings, psychic work, a lot of area. We went to Clearwater, saw this big, enormous sign, palm reader. Psychic reader, all these readers. We're like, we're over here, you know, and it's like, you know, it's going and everything else is happening. I've got some email here. I know that we're going to go ahead. I hope you're comfortable with me reading that email because we just got it in. I always love to do that for those of you, you know, and, you know, this is where he is. Good morning, Jethro. I'm listening to you this morning. We spoke about my husband a few weeks ago, and I'm starting to wonder if he truly wants to be better. He takes one step forward and two steps backward. I'm truly at my wit's end, and I'm not sure if I could just take the kids and leave. This is truly heartbreaking to me. Oh, you've got my energy here. I do, and I do think that this is going to be what they call rock bottom. I apologize, you know, and I really feel this with you. I feel this happening. I feel this going real strong here. I welcome you, and I won't say your name over the air for confidentiality reasons. You're able to win because you called in at the half an hour. You won yourself a free half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. And what it is I didn't get to play our song. Oh, I've got to play our ET song. Hang on, everybody. This is my fun. I love this song. You've got to hear it. It's one of those fun things that Psychic Jethro does. I know. You guys have to play with me. Kay will tell you I'm like this 24/7. One of her best things that she always swears for me is that if I were acting like a little kid, she wouldn't know how I act. I don't know why she says that, because she starts it. But what we're saying, and actually with ours and our teasing and the fun of it, is you've won a reading. So the person I just wrote to, you know who you are. You wrote me on my Gmail. You can also get a hold of me, my AOL, any of your other clients. You just won the half an hour reading with Psychic Jethro. And one of the fun things is we're going to also go in the chat room for a minute. Hey, Tia, see me? I'm going to shake my little hand to you. Tia is one of our really good friends, very gifted healer, and one of our students that was on there with me in Psychic Celeste in Sedona. When
yes.
we did our class, yeah.
I've been talking to her through email. I'm like, Tia, call in.
Oh, I love it. Hey, Tia, it's good to see you. We had so much fun. You know, Keiki's teasing me. She's like, we got to go back and do that class and see everybody. And I said, we're going to. And I tell you, one of the fun things we're having go on today is as we're looking at and we're going through our stuff that we have happening, we've also got a really good thing that's happening for those of you who's checking with it and looking at it. You'll notice as we're going through some of our work here and some of the things that we've been going through is that we've also got some other people happening here, and what we've got happening is we've got the love and the energy happening. Our gifted psychic on here, and one of the people that we're going to be really adding to it is Psychic Celeste is there. She'll be doing the class with me. We're looking at that in the third week of September in Sedona, Arizona. We're going to be doing a three-day class. Those of you who listened in this weekend know that I start out the basic meditations. We'll be doing that weekly on the weekends. We're at the red chakra, getting yourself breathing exercise, balanced, and working at seeing your totem. And we're going to be doing that live in Sedona. We're going to be out working in the vortex with a three-hour class with me and Psychic Celeste, getting our hands dirty, your knees and hands dirty. We're going to be sitting out on the ground, working, going time, putting it in, and we're going to be also going really, really good. And everybody that knows about this, come on in. What we've also got happening is while you're there, give Tia a call. Those of you who are there, Tia is an excellent person who does healing, works with people. We've got a healer friend of ours that's going to be there. We're going to have Sandy is her name. She is from California, and I want to say her, it's Sandra Haro. Yes, that is Spanish for Haro, and Sandra Haro will be there in September with me and Psychic Celeste. We're really excited. She's an angel healer, working on that right now as we speak. We also are putting together in August, those of you who know that was from listening to the radio show, and remember where we're going to be in August, Psychic Celeste, tell them.
Oh, we're going to be in New Orleans.
Yes.
Yes.
New Orleans. And that we've got that happening. We've got that. They're working out discounts. We're working out people getting there. You know, those of you who want to do that, we also are looking at going ahead and putting out some classes here. We were looking at, as I started this with you guys, I also were looking at doing some classes here in Tampa, Florida. We were looking, and we yesterday met some friends. We'll be putting this together and really wanting to have where we have enough people, have the classes to get Psychic Celeste and her better half to come down and fly down and come and see us, have some fun here, and see us in Tampa. And those of you who know, you know, Psychic Jethro, I'm pretty pushy when I want my way. What we're really doing is we're getting this to happen, and we're having the fun. We've had a lot of people teasing me that, why can't I get the psychic reading in California from Psychic Jethro? Because Psychic Jethro's in Tampa, Florida, guys. So you got to turn around and get me on the phone. And really, I'm with the Skype and what we're doing. Please contact me. We are right now in the deal of taping the psychic classes. Those of you who really love me and want to get that psychic class, you know, going with it. Hey, Debbie's on, too. Tell Debbie hi. Everybody give Debbie a love sign. Debbie Selsby is on in the chat room. She's a very good person. We love her. Yeah, there's a hi. So Debbie, we love you. And what we've got, yeah, Debbie loves us back. What we got happening is we've got everybody calling in. We're going to be doing those psychic classes. And you guys, you know, you can get me on a Skype, or you can have me send you a video of Psychic Jethro's, like you heard yesterday, how to do those basic chakras, balance those chakras, how to get the readings. Psychic Celeste is my witness. That, you know, it does help if you're looking to learn to be a reader to get a class. I have done this almost 30 years.
It's wonderful. He's amazing, you everybody. You really need to get in contact with Jethro, especially with the new energies coming in.
Thank you. And what we're going to be doing, and we're welcoming everybody to make contact with us, I had a person that wrote me so funny. I'm going to read this to you. I'm sitting here eating my peanut butter sandwich. I listen to you a lot. I am not on today. I'm on the phone today, but I'm not calling in because I've got peanut butter all over me, and I don't want to stop, okay? And I would like you to have Celeste what I should do, and what does she feel I should do with my pet? My cat doesn't want to talk to me, and I think that my cat loves Celeste. What does Celeste think I should do with my cat? His name is Trigger. Trigger.
I immediately got, did you change his food or something like that? I think, you know, and just talk directly to him, because you can talk, you know, just like we're talking right now, or you can even talk to animals and when you show them pictures and images. And that's something I'm really getting into now, everybody. I'm really getting deep into the animal communication. I really want to help and heal the animals and, you know, the relationship with their humans. Animals are very, very intelligent beings. I would ask Trigger, you know, and see what you get, you know, just kind of do some deep breathing for a few minutes and, you know, tune into your cat's energy and, you know, sit there on the floor with him and try to, you know, look into his eyes and find out. But I'm feeling like a change in food. Maybe he's a little disgruntled with you. Try that, and please let me know. Email me or call me, and please let me know. Update me on Trigger. So.
Very good. Thank you. And there you have it. And I'm glad that was very interesting, you know, Trigger's owner, because when you wrote me, I'm going to give you a little of idea. I love the peanut butter. And actually, everyone's teased me. Those of you who used to hear me on the radio, I was eating sunflower seeds, and I promptly been told I sound scary. So I can relate with that. So you get a plus sign from Psyche Jethro, because people tell me, you know, stop doing that over the radio, Jethro. So Jethro does. But what I've got here, and I want to thank you for doing it, is I think this is very interesting that you noticed that. We've talked a little bit around it, but you must be one of our regulars because you knew Psychic Celeste is very gifted with the animals. One of the things is we had on there, and they asked with me this weekend, we had an email, can we have Psychic Celeste do the psychic questions with us? So I'm going to ask Psychic Celeste, how does she feel? Is she feeling up pretty well today? How does she mentally feel today? Do you feel like you're waking up and pretty much ready to do a couple of real quick psychic questions?
Yes, absolutely.
Great. You guys got it this morning. You wanted her back. And by the way, Psychics fans in Australia, you see she's back. I didn't kidnap her. I didn't send her out in a ship. Please stop writing me and being mad. Psychic Celeste was hurt a little bit. She's back. You guys had 1 week with her out, and you don't need to chew me. My name is not Wrigley. No, I'm teasing you. But it's okay. Now you see, we found out that Celeste has some people who love her in Australia, and if she's not on, Psychic Jethro gets in trouble. So please never take another day off, Psychic Celeste.
My goodness, I won't.
We're going to hit that real quick here with those questions. And in fact, this is from some of her friends out there in Australia who are listening in to Blog Talk Radio. They're going to do it. What's your favorite pet, Psychic Celeste?
My favorite pet is a horse. It always will be. I love their power and the stamina, and their energy is just awesome. Yeah.
I give my vehicles names. I give my coats name like Psychic Celeste. I give my coats names. I give my vehicles names. I give my other questions to other people, and I ask them, what are they doing? I really have got myself confused on this, and here we are once again. Okay. That I don't know what that question means. Celeste, what would you answer to that?
Gosh, I'm not sure. Say that again about the coat. Well, that was you, Jeff, or you named your coat. I remember.
Yeah,
that.
that's and I do that too. What they're asking as the psychic, the question they're asking, and this is good for a psychic. You're making us be psychic. I didn't know you wanted this to work. You should have told me. Okay, I get what you're doing, what you're asking her, and I get what you're trying to get across. I laugh because I'm a terrible speller some days, too, when I'm typing and eating at the same time. It takes away from my fingers. But what I get what you're saying is that you name your things, you name your coats, you name your vehicles. What does Psychic Celeste also name her vehicles and coats like Psychic Jethro does?
Oh, yes, absolutely, yes. My Jeep, my 4x4 Jeep is Shelby. Yes, her name is Shelby, and then our car is, what is it? Oh, gosh, I think it's Stella. Yes. Other than that, I don't really know. I don't have any really clothes that I've named, just the animals, you know, my raven, my little black raven kitty, and our kitty, Jama is our white kitty with blue eyes. She's a Himalayan and Siamese mix, and that's Jama, and she's her past life was she was a jaguar. And then Xena, Princess Warrior, that's my older kitty. So other than that, now just the vehicles.
Oh, see, I really love this, and that's what I love. See, now you guys are wanting to do this, and I think this is very good. Next question. I don't believe my dreams are psychic dreams. I think that it's because my brother used to scare me with a water gun. Do you believe that the dreams are real?
Yes, absolutely. I believe that they give us messages. You just have to determine, you know, what they're trying to tell you, especially if you see lizards. Lizards represent dreams. And so, yes, you write down your dreams, whatever you can remember. And they're actually, you know, taking you into other worlds. You don't just lay there and go to sleep at night. You actually go into other realms, into other levels of existence, because we're not just here on this one earth plane existing. We're like multidimensional beings. So we go and we do other things on the other side and in other dimensions and galaxies. So, yeah, absolutely. I believe that.
And final but last one, this is more of it isn't a question, but it's a nice, very good statement. Psychic Celeste, you read for me a couple months ago and did an email for me. I want to thank you. You were right on. You also did a very good cause. I want to thank you for the charity work that you did. And as you will see from a friend of ours, we are sending an email to Psychic Jethro to let both of you know the money that you have raised for our foundation will help buy a computer that we will be using. Following up, look for this, and I'll keep private until we read it on the air, and you will be seeing what we've done with that money. Thank you for your help and your charity work from And it's from a follower is what they put. Thank you. That means a lot to me. And I do know that we do a lot of charity work. And you guys are right. And thank you.
Yes, absolutely. That's great. If you guys can't afford a reading, you know, times are tight. You know, they're tight here even in Sedona. So please, you know, I want to be of service to others. And I know Jethro does too. And that's what we're here. You know, we don't want to make, you know, we don't want to be millionaires off of this stuff. I'm sure Jethro agrees with me. But we need to be of service to the light. And to others, and I really have been, you know, really putting that forth here in Sedona. Just want to help people.
And we love that. And one of the things I had that really through the years of doing this a lot that really helped me is I had a friend do that told me something very good a long, long time ago. We're talking in the 90s when both of my boys were just little tiny blonde kids who were just like, okay, why are you doing that, Dad, with those cards? People think you're silly. But what I was doing was I was reading, and I would sit there and do readings, and I would sit there and have people like Celeste said. And the friend told me, she said, you know, I really, really want it. I turned around, I read the reading with her, just did like Celeste said. Out of that reading, out of the friendship of it, the angel slipped in. I read in Longmont, Colorado, and people will testify, for almost 12 years just from the friends who told. So, you know, you have a little bit of a reading, you can't afford it, do us a favor. You want to help, tell your friend. Get a hold of Psychic Celeste. Give out our radio, our email, or just basically our phone numbers we gave you and say, you know, she's really good. Give her a try. That person that comes in and calls who may do a reading with us is how we do our readings. It saves me and Celeste having to do work. It saves us having to try to market. And one of the things I love right now is that doing this again back on the lines, I love sitting down and helping you guys like this. Anybody who's ever done this kind of work will tell you the psychic lines are very intense, but they're also very, very expensive. So if you want to get that reading, get it with us now. You know, and one thing I love about what Psychic Celeste just said, she's right. I will be reading that announcement, and those of you who stay tuned to the show, I will read that to you. I do have it in my emails, and I'm running here real quick. We've still got a little bit more time on the show today, so you guys who are listening, please hang on. We're having a little bit of silly again. It's not letting me pick up the phone line, so it's not you. They're just spinning. Can you hear me still?
I can hear you. Yeah, there's a little bit of fuzz in there, but yeah, I can hear you. Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna go ahead, you guys, and I know that it, you know, it's not Psychic Jethro and it's not Tampa, Florida, but what we've got happening is it's kind of the phones are doing this sometimes. We've got quite a few there. We're gonna turn around and you've waited for a while. We're gonna give it one more and now we're back on. Thank you for the prayers. Whoever put the light in. We're on here. Psychic Jethro, Psychic Celeste at her best. I love it, Psychic Celeste, to come back. And we're going to hear, we've got that music again. It's coming up, and I love my little alien music song. It means we're giving out another prize.
Yay.
You guys, we've asked for it. We have a winner on the Psychic Contest prize that went in, and they won this weekend. They were in the room, and the best way to win in there, and I will let you know, is to put in there a little face, put a smiley, I'm in the room, I'm listening, wave hi, put a kiss up, put something up there. Please don't put anything nasty, please. I do scream mommy, but if you do put something in there fun, we will do that on the Psychic chat room, and we'll give away prizes. The winner who won the Psychic half an hour phone reading and the Psychic email reading was in there, and I'm going to ask, we've got our other person that reads in. Kelly, can you remember the girl's name who won that reading from me and Celeste this weekend?
Oh, shoot. I remember there was like a Marie Francis, but I don't think it was that. There was Love Spirit Zero, but I think she got the book.
Yeah.
And it's like, I'm sitting there, I don't have my paper that I write everything down on in front of me, because we're still in Denver, still trying to help my son move.
Okay, well, good. And you're grounded? No, I'm teasing. She's a lot of fun. We love her. She runs around. We can't keep her out of the country. It's so good to have her back. We just tested the phones, and obviously neither one of us have it. We know the girl's name. I've already got the winner, and I apologize. The name's missing both of us, and gifted psychic doesn't always mean all of our brain cells are working in the morning, because what we've got is that person already won. I've already confirmed with you on the email. I will notify and have her name again. She's really excited and sending me her picture so that Psychic Celeste can do her part of it. We thank you with the winners, and we will be giving away a half an hour email reading to Psychic Celeste today in the chat room, and we're going to be going in there and looking at it. We're going to do it. How I do the contest is I roll the dice here, and what the dice came up was a 6. So we go down the list, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Guest 1295 is the winner. So guest 1295, you need to go ahead and contact. If you will look up here on the emails, it's celestialreadings@hotmail.com.
celestialreadings77@yahoo.com.
There we go. There's how we get a hold of her, celestialreadings@yahoo.com. CelestialReading77@yahoo.com will get you that winning. You won. Guess 1295. How do you know it's 1291? Because I have a little board here and I just look right down it, so it's fair for everybody. Because of being psychic, we can kind of do things, and so I don't want to ever do that. I want you guys to know we're doing this fairly because we just want this to be a random thing, and we know a lot of you guys listen. And I got in trouble on emails because somebody has been listening to us since the beginning of March when we first started, and they didn't let them have it. Thank you, Astro Energy, for becoming one of our people. You are going to be put in, and Astro Energy won the psychic reading with Jethro, half an hour.
Awesome.
So, yeah, Astro Energy, and you are now a follower of ours, and that was the contest we put in there. We do this ahead of time, and we all get together, so what we have is that, so make sure you win. We also are going 478. We got you on the phone. How are you, 478?
Oh, Jethro, this is Debbie. I'm doing great.
Yay, that's good. And I knew it was you. That's how I did
it. You got my phone number memorized. Hey, I was going to talk to Celeste.
Oh, fine. And I'm going to just dig one.
I thought you too. Well, I just talked to you and had a wonderful reading with you last week.
Thank you.
Nice. Hi, how are you?
I'm actually doing pretty good. I was going to ask you a question. Because sometimes somebody looking at it different comes, you know, you get a different answer or maybe something similar. And I've talked to Jethro with it. And I was going to see what you picked up with me getting a job on as a nurse on Air Force Base that I've applied for. If you see anything going on with it or if it's just a dead deal or anything going to come out of it.
No, I feel it's really good. I'm getting a really positive energy.
Okay.
You should go for it, definitely.
I'm waiting to hear back, and it seems like it's a lengthy process. I haven't heard not an email, not a phone call. So I was wondering did you see anything coming back so I'd get some kind of notification?
Let me look in here. Let's see. When will she be notified? Did you just recently apply, didn't you?
It's been about 6 weeks, 8 weeks ago.
6 weeks, okay.
8 weeks, about 8 weeks now.
They keep showing me Thursday. Yeah, so I'm feeling that it's going to be this Thursday. You should be hearing something or around Thursday, definitely. Yeah. Okay. Awesome.
Sounds wonderful.
Good. We thank you, Debbie. We've got the phone being silly with you guys. We've got exactly, what do we got? We got so many minutes. Come on, Jethro, find your buttons. We've got 7 minutes left. Wah! Too many buttons and not enough.
Are we gone? Thank you guys so much.
He left. Oh, it was so good talking to you. Thank you.
I love Jethro. I support him wholeheartedly. He has a wonderful book out there. Everybody should read it.
Oh, my God,
it's
wonderful. Yeah, I do, too. I wanted to write a second one. Yeah.
Yes, I do. So hopefully we'll get another caller in. Thank you so much. I will let you know what happens.
Please let me know. Yes, please.
I sure
I'll be
will.
Looking forward
right.
to it.
I'll let Jethro know. Thanks. Bye.
Oh, cool. Thanks. Bye. All right. Well, everybody, we lost Jethro again, and I hear something crinkling in the background. I'm not sure what that is. So, anybody, just call in. Hello? Okay, maybe that's just my echo. So, yeah,
hello?
You can reach. Hello?
Hello?
Ah, okay.
Hey,
oh, there we go.
Are we back?
We're back, and I thank everybody. You guys were on together, and we had it have one of those lovely little moments, but we're still here. And the two other people that kept on, and I don't know what it is with these psychic chats. We have right now, I have on, and I have 111. You're on, and how are you today? Hello?
Hello.
How
Hi.
Are you?
Oh, fine, Jethro. How are you?
great. I'm glad you called in. And how are you? What are you doing? Are you enjoying this? Psychic's Gone Wild.
I am. Actually, I was just enjoying listening. This is actually.
Tia?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Tia. I don't know. I knew it was you. That's awesome.
Yeah. So I was just enjoying listening, and my life is going wonderful. It's absolutely, it's great. So you just have a terrific show, and I like listening to you.
Thank you. We like listening to you, and you got on and helped us with the energy. You got the white and got me back. I like you. I'm teasing, guys. Anybody who knows I'm very sweet. I love everybody, but I do, and thank you. And that meant a lot to me, and with Psychic Celeste. We've been having, like I said, a little bit of experience with it, and those of you who, you know, if you just get bumped, come back. Call 773-897-6461. It's only been doing this recently for the last 4 or 5 days. I've had people tell me that it's the sun flares. I've had people
it
tell
is.
Me,
uh-huh.
is that?
Sorry.
No, tell me. What do you know?
There's some big storms going up on the sun. So, yeah, a lot of new energies and the dimensions are opening up. So that's why we're having computer and TV and phone difficulties.
Oh, it's been, and I'll tell you guys, I have been, this weekend I was the on Saturday and Sunday, and the big joke is, those of you who know, Psychic Ron lives here in Tampa, and we went and met him, and he was telling me, you know, he's actually been a student of Doreen Virtue, trained by Doreen Virtue to read his cards, his angel cards you guys will have a chance with. May 1st, Psychic's Gone Wild, we'll have him and Kelly, Psychic, and Kelly, Kelly and the Birth Cards, and they will be together, and they're going to be going wild here on Psyche's Gone Wild. One of the excellent things is he has his own show here, and he said a really funny thing, that he said they could hear me out there, and I sounded like I had bubbles. So I want you to know, I am a Scorpio, I do stay out of the water, and I do not read and sing with water on the radio anymore. But it did sound really bad, and I have to be honest with you guys, at my age, for me to get red and embarrassed, I had to go for a little walk, and I laughed because it was so frustrating trying to do this that I want those sun flares to stop now because it was really wild. I think I ended up reading for maybe 3 people or 4. They were very polite, you guys, but, you know, just please, you know, bear with us. We put it out. We've had the show on every day of the week, May. We're going to have a show, just like we did in April. And what I love with you guys is please hang in. We've got a little bit more time here. We've got a couple of you just listening in. We're going to be at the last of the show, and I'd like to kind of do the last 3 minutes of this show with the fact of Psychic Celeste.
Yes.
As we're going through the energies here, I want to thank you. And, you know, just my special way, we always do this with everyone, is as Celeste was saying here, this is the people that make it worthwhile, you guys. Psychic Celeste King is a friend to me who was already gifted. We met, became friends, and started taking classes together and working together and being basically family. And that's something I'm going to really approach to each and every one of you on Psychic Chat. You know, we've got Anthony. Yes, Anthony loves to send out a lot of emails. Anthony loves to send to you. Those of you who did read and kind of give him a little bit of the story, Anthony is disabled and at home and takes care of his disabled sister. And they're pretty much the only help they have. So what I've really been doing and what we love on Facebook is we all kind of take a minute or two and just kind of send him a little email, a little prayer there, a little positive. Those of you who knew and listened in got to see the drama of, you know, what's going on and woo-woo. But the more important thing on Psychic Chat and the better part is we're helping him. And that's what I love about Psychic Celeste. I just want to take my hat off to you and some of the friends that have made this all possible. There is times in the month or as I've been moving across the country and things have been happening that I couldn't be there. Psychic Celeste has always been there. She's there for the people. Those of you, I will tell you, this is probably my most positive, compassionate, loving, psychic family and friend is Psychic Celeste, and my hat off to her. Out of that, no more serious thing, you guys. We're going to be doing the fun things, and we want to turn around and finish out a little bit of the silly Psychic Celeste. We've got a really good thing happening with you. You are going to be doing some more classes, you said, and teaching. What do you enjoy about helping people with the psychic gift?
Oh, I enjoy helping them develop it and just seeing their eyes light up and their soul and this all this light flooding into them. I think it's fantastic, and that's what everybody needs to really connect, you know, with Source. And, just come to our classes and you'll learn a lot more.
Loving it. That's the last of the show today. We welcome all of you, 773-897-6461. You asked for it. Psychic Celeste is back. Next week on Mondays, we will be at 10:30 a.m. Eastern Time. That means 8:30 Mountain Time, 7:30 a.m. Pacific Time. You guys better get up and get your coffee, because we're going to be doing Psychics Gone Wild with Psychic Jessica, Psychic Celeste. You're the best. We love you. Have a good day. Have fun. Those of you who didn't get to play today on the phone, please stay with us, because we're going to get you on. And I've been telling Blog Talk Radio and Skype, you will hear me. So we're going to keep going. Keep on. Call in. Have fun. Talk to you tomorrow when Psychic Gone Wild grabs those birth card readings and Kelly's back on talking to us with you. Wednesday is Psychic Tristan. She's on with her angel cards. And the really great thing is this week's going to be angels, obviously, because we're going to have Psychic Run on May 1st with her. So as we're going off the air, remember, we love you. We care. We're off the air. Good day.